Alaskans were outraged when a group of oil companies based in Texas went bankrupt and stuck them with the bill. The legislature has made a change to the state's oil and gas tax credit program that is supposed to prevent something similar from happening in the future. The new rule requires oil companies get insurance. KTOO's Quentin Chandler reports with help from KBBI in Homer.
The name Buccaneer Energy is equivalent to dirt in some corners of South Central Alaska. Buccaneer went bankrupt 2 years ago while one of its subsidiaries was drilling for oil and gas in Cook Inlet. They left behind dozens of businesses that want their money.
Everything was fine to the end. They filed bankruptcy and still owed us about $8,000.
Lloyd Moore owns More and More Services, a garbage collection company based in Homer. He leapt at the chance to work for Buccaneer. The company brought a jackup rig into the Homer port, and they were giving out work up and down the Kenai Peninsula. But it all went south after the bankruptcy. Moore says the trustee of Buccaneer's estate sent him a letter demanding he give back about $70,000 of what Buccaneer did pay him.
Right now, I'm standing by my principles that it's wrong. I should have tried to work a settlement like the city of Homer.
Homer officials and a lot of business owners like Moore feel cheated by Buccaneer, and they're mad. Some say they expected a company that was vetted by the state and received state tax credits to be safe to do business with. That anger is why Representative Paul Seaton of Homer suggested the legislature find a way to protect Alaska businesses from another Buccaneer. He wants oil companies to set up surety bonds. They're like insurance policies for business deals.
The state would require when somebody got a oil and gas license in Alaska that they would either have to post $250,000 cash or they would get basically an insurance policy for $250,000 that said they'll pay their bills to unsecured creditors.
Unsecured creditors loan money or services on good faith.
What generally happens in a bankruptcy is the secured creditors want to get all the money, and so they have priority.
Buccaneer owes debts across the globe. The company's bankruptcy signaled the start of a race between creditors to get as much as they can, and unsecured creditors are at the back of the line. If money runs out before their turn, tough luck. Money taken from Moore could be paid to someone as far away as Australia. Surety bonds are supposed to be a safety net. Seaton says the bonds are set up to pay small business owners first. But Moore says $250,000 won't make a dent.
It wouldn't even cover Port Graham. And Port Graham is just one of unsecured creditors that were in the local area, not in the Kenai Peninsula.
Port Graham Corporation was created by the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act to serve the Sukpiak people on the Kenai Peninsula. Moore says the real problem is in the bankruptcy law that allows lawyers to shake down businesses for cash. He thinks changes should be made on the federal level.
Or they're going to have $10 million or $100 million bond before it's really going to help make sure everybody gets paid.
The surety bond rule is included in the oil and gas tax credits reform bill the legislature sent to the governor. After his Buccaneer experience, Moore is wary of the industry. But that didn't stop him from signing up to work with Bluecrest Energy, another oil company drilling in Cook Inlet to the north of Homer and Anchor Point. He says if he wants to grow his business, he can't turn down the money players like Bluecrest are willing to pay. In Homer, I'm Quentin Chandler.